You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 04.23.2024. Current time is 11:33 a.m. Yes, it's still morning time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside, folks. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. Also at Fireman Rich over there on X. And at Fireman Rich on Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram Threads, and on the public Facebook, it's The Real Fireman Rich. But this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee, and I do have the morning coffee still. Yeah, we still have some coffee in the coffee pot. We had a busy morning this morning so far, thus the late start. But not really late start, because I did do a live stream over there on Rumble Studio earlier, sort of indicating that I won't be doing the regular scheduled time for the audio podcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast, that is, prior, because of dental appointment this morning at 8:30, so I didn't want to feel rushed. Try not to feel rushed now to get this in before it's not morning, but we're on the last half hour of the morning here, and I'm having a cup of coffee here. Just had one cup before going into the dentist, made sure I brushed my teeth and flossed and all that, and what do? They're cleaning my teeth even more. So it was a scheduled cleaning, x-rays and all that. Let's go ahead and back out on the. So we're getting our day started here. Well, we have been started with a positive start to the day and a hashtag positive start today, hashtag PSTTD. And we're having a great morning, though. We are. We went to our dentist, who we love to see. They are great. I'm very thankful to have these people of taking care of my dental needs, and they're very versed and very qualified in doing what the things they do. And I have fun. They're a good bunch. They're a very good bunch. I don't think many people speak very highly of their dentists. They just look at it, oh no, they're going to drill a hole in my tooth. But they do a good job. And so we had that, and then on the way back, we stopped off to talk to a longtime friend that I hadn't seen in a year or so, and talked for him for an hour, and it was great catching up with him. This is somebody I've known since we were like 5 or 6 years old back in the day and stuff. So I try and at least touch base with him at least once a year. And as I was pulling into the homestead here, I'd going out checking the mail, and lo and behold, there's another good friend of mine that I used to do the grounds work and maintenance here in the village for various things. He's been retired for a couple of years now, and I was talking with him. And just a good morning conversation on a great morning with blue skies out there. The sun is shining. Let's see, current temperature is 63 degrees out. So it's a great day. I got to mow the lawn, I guess, after I have some lunch after this podcast, and then mow the lawn here, because it's been a week and it does need some mowing. So I'll be getting out there enjoying mowing the lawn, because I do like mowing the lawn. That'll be fun. But we are getting our we've had our day started here. We've got the morning coffee still in hand and drinking. It almost tastes better after it's been sitting for a while and then reheated. I'll be drinking a couple more cups of that to keep me going. But we're often started here for the audio podcast. And so this is a unique situation as far as having a podcast that's not really early morning, but it's towards the end of the morning. So it's different. It's good to mix things up. It keeps things in perspective. But like I said, currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, excuse me, Sorry, coffee went down the wrong tube there. We have a temperature currently of 63 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to, I got to change it because it was 62. So we're getting a temperature increase. It's 17 degrees Celsius as far as that goes. And it's going to be a great day, or has been a great day so far with the sunshine. Sunshine across the board, I think, for the most, for the next couple hours. Then we're going to get partly cloudy. Sunshine and a few afternoon clouds. High 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds out of the south by southwest at 10 to 20 miles. It's a little breeze. It's a little cool breeze, but it's nice. It's pleasant. Looks like we got some rain coming in possibly tonight as far as that goes. Our world times and temperatures at this time, as far as that goes, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii, where it's 5:38 a.m. That's when we usually get this one, this broadcast going. And even the live stream is about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So they're just starting their morning there at 5:38 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, with cloudy skies, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, at 8:38 a.m. in their morning, it's sunny right now, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. In the Windy City of Chicago at 10:39 a.m., cloudy skies, 57. And down there in New York City, the jungle, at 11:39 a.m., and it's 11:39 currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, sunny skies, sunny and clear, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, going across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean. In Cork, Ireland, at 4:39 p.m. in their late afternoon. Sunny and clear, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh, Milan, Italy, at 5:39 p.m. Manja time. It's dinner time, isn't it, about that time? 5, 6 o'clock? But it's 5:39 p.m. It's raining in Milan, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And over in Kuala Lumpur, we have 11:39 p.m. They're finishing their day at late night at 11:39 p.m. But it's clear skies, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. In Tokyo, Japan, 12:40 a.m. So they're already into Wednesday. Wow. See, that gives you perspective of this big blue marble we live on. Actually, it's not that big. It's a small blue marble when you look at it in perspective. Tokyo, it's cloudy, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Australia, where it's 1:40 a.m. next day, tomorrow, Wednesday, it's raining in Melbourne right now, 51 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney at 1:40 a.m. tomorrow, it is clear, 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And those are world times and temperatures as I speak. It gets a different perspective just 2 or 3 hours as far as where the rest of the world is, as far as time-wise and such. So those are world times and temperatures. It gives me a good perspective on what's going on weather-wise, I guess you could say. We did have a thought for the day this morning, and over on my Twitter feed, there's no one attached to this. It's author is unknown, so it just came up like that. But it's a good quote, and it's our thought for the day, and it goes as follows. You can't fall if you don't climb, which is true. Then you don't hurt yourself, right? But there's no joy in living your whole life on the ground. So what's the takeaway for me? You got to do some chances. You got to do some things that will spice up your life in doing things. And as far as that goes, you just can't be a bump on the log. You got to do things. You got to be moving forward, keeping productive, keeping active. And sure, you're going to fall. You're going to, it's just like the old saying, if you don't try, by fear of mistakes, you're going to make mistakes. This is the same thing. You can't fall if you don't climb, but there's no joy in living your whole life on the ground. So, when I was younger, I was afraid of climbing that tree, but I climbed it. And once I got up there, it's like, wow, a whole different perspective and view of things. That little jungle gym, climb up to the top, afraid of fear of falling? Well, just hang on and, you know, get up there slowly. And then you look around and again, another different view and perspective up in the clouds as far as that goes. So you can't fall if you don't climb, but there's no joy in living your whole life on the ground. Author unknown. Go ahead and do that climbing. Good thought for the day there. I had fun with that. Our national day today, let's see what we have here. We got School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. National Lost Dog Awareness Day. Yeah, we got to take care of them. National Talk Like Shakespeare's Day. Is that a copy of National Pirate Talk Like a Pirate Day? Okay. National Take a Chance Day. There we go. Take a chance. Just do it. Climb that. Do that climbing. You may fall, but you got to get back up and climb again. Let's see. We have National Picnic Day. I thought that was, they had some hot dogs, potato chips, watermelon, and beans. That looks good. And tomatoes and onions. Ooh, that looks good. With some hamburgers, cheeseburgers there. National Picnic Day. Ooh, that's a good one. We're going to go with National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Who doesn't like cheesecake? Especially cherry cheesecake. April 23rd recognizes the food holiday National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Cookbooks and bakers offer a large variety of recipes for cherry cheesecake. Some cherry cheesecake recipes call for cherries to be mixed into the batter, and others place the cherry on top. I like the cherries on top. I don't like it. I like the cream cheese just being cream cheese. Hashtag Cherry Cheesecake Day. The smooth dessert hits the spot when the end of the meal rolls around. While most cakes have a crumb, cheesecake texture is nothing like cake. Indeed, it's creamy, thick pudding like character comes from the soft cheese used as a main ingredient. Depending on the recipe, either cream cheesecake or cottage cheese is used. When the cheese is mixed with sugar, egg, and other ingredients, and the batter is added to a crust. So it looks pretty good with those cherries on top. That's some good stuff. Let's see. Our interesting article. I know what I was going to talk about. We're going to talk about an article in outer space, because our last article I presented was a mysterious rainbow-like glowing lights observed on a planet outside our solar system. In this case, we're going to talk about the violent history of the fiery birth of the Dragon's Egg Nebula, Sol's stellar mystery. So this is about a nursery that births stars out there in outer space. Astronomers studied the origins of a strange and mysterious nebula, deduced a turbulent history that shows how massive stars can become magnetized that otherwise wouldn't be. As well as showing this, they were able to capture a beautiful image of what is called the Dragon Egg Nebula in the constellation Norma. And is that the picture? Let's see, the picture. Where is that? Oh, here it is. Coming up on it. There it is. Yeah, the picture of the audio art gives you a picture of the nebula. As far as that goes, researchers at the European Southern Observatory in Chile's Atacama Desert were focusing their attention on a binary star system called HD 148937, wherein one star was small and old, and the other star was massive, magnetic, and younger. Now, I guess they could tell this by all the light that they gather from these stars. There's a lot of deduction taken from the light that they observed in those telescopes. Abigail Frost, an astronomer at ESU in Chile and lead author of the study that eventually revealed the star's creation story, told Physics Astrophysics.org that one would expect a binary star pair to be the same age, and certainly not one being magnetic. One is magnetic now. And massive stars are also never magnetized, unlike our own sun, which is relatively small. Add to the enigma of HD 148937, a beautiful nebula surrounded the pair rich in hydrogen, nitrogen, helium compounds that one would expect to be find inside a star, not outside the star. So you can see the color. That's all hydrogen, nitrogen, and helium outside, given those colors. A nebula surrounding two massive stars is a rarity and is rarely made, and it really made us feel like something cool had happened in this system, Frost said. We're looking at the data and the coolness only increased, not the coolness, the coolness of the actual event. But this is light that, depending on how far this is away, they're just, you know, it's light years away. As well as deepening the mystery, the nebula also helped solve it. The evidence pointed to the scenario in which HD 148937 was a trinary star system that saw two stars close enough together to eventually collide and merge, blasting out material that formed the nebula. Okay, so they hit each other, and that was explosive material surrounding it. The 1.5 million year old difference between the smaller non-magnetic star and the larger magnetic star was due to the larger one restoring a bit of its violent youthness, having merged with the third star. So there's only two left. Is the third star still there? Well, let's see. Magnetism in massive stars isn't expected to last very long compared to the lifetime of the star. So it seems we have observed this rare event very soon after it happened, Frost added. The data to inform the hypothesis came from the Pioneer and gravity instruments on board the Very Large Telescope Interferometer in the Atacama Desert down there in Chile, as well as information from archives of the FEROS instruments and the ESO La Sala Observatory. The Dragon Egg Nebula is a catchy name, and its fiery origin befitting it, but there isn't likely to be any other hatching going on in this star system apart from Frost's new theory of the formation of a magnetism in massive stars. So I guess they're not supposed to be that magnetized, but this one is. It's a pretty cool picture as far as that goes in the audio art. And another aspect of what's out there in outer space that to me is interesting. But then again, I'm a space nerd. All right, let's go to history. History here, 100 years ago today, the first ever baseball game was played in Wrigley Field in Chicago, then known as Wegman Park. Its originally occupants were the Chicago Whales, then known as the Chiefheads. Wrigley Field is known for its ivory-covered back brick outfield wall, the unusual wind pattern off Lake Michigan, the iconic red marquee over the main entrance, the hand-turned scoreboard. I don't think it's – is it still a hand-turned scoreboard? I'm not sure. It's located in the primary resident neighborhood with no parking lots and views from the rooftop behind the outfield, and for being the last major league park to have lights installed for night games. So it was back in 1916, it became home of the Chicago Cubs. Wrigley Field was the first major league ballpark to introduce the live organ music on April 26, 1941. And by July 2019, Cubs organist Gary Pressey holds the record for 653 consecutive games played, never having missed a game in his work of 33 years. God bless him. Okay, on this day back in 1597, on Shakespeare's 33rd birthday, an acclaimed honor was bestowed on the young playwright when Queen Elizabeth I attended the Globe Theater to see his play, The Merry Wives of Windsor. Okay. Let's see. We're talking about baseball stadiums. Here's about a baseball player. 1954, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit the first of his record 755 Major League Baseball home runs. So 1954, it started it all. The Ramones released their debut album on this day, which include the well-known track Blitzkrieg Bop, igniting the punk rock era from Queens, New York, back in 1976. The Ramones, a great group. And let's see, we have on the AP side, on this day, March 29th, 2006, YouTube co-founder Chad Hurley, 29, and Steve Chan posed for a photo with their large laptop at their office loft in San Mateo, California. Co-founders Hurley, Chain, and Jaw Karen started YouTube in February of 2005, shortly after realizing there wasn't an easy way for people to share their videos on the internet. So the first, the first YouTube clip is uploaded on this day, April 23rd, back in 2006. 2026 isn't even here yet. Okay. 2005. It was April 23rd, 2005. Recently created video sharing website YouTube uploaded its first clip, Me at the Zoo, which showed YouTube creator Jay Carmen standing in front of an elephant enclosed in the San Diego Zoo. Okay, so that's the first YouTube, 2005. 1898, Spain declared war on the United States, which responded in kind 2 days later, the Spanish-American War. 1940, 200 people died at the Rhythm Nightclub fire in Natchez, Mississippi. And let's see, 1971, hundreds of Vietnam War veterans opposed to the conflict protested by tossing their medals and ribbons over a wire fence in front of the U.S. Capitol. A wired fence in front of the U.S. Capitol. They should have had one of those out during the January 6th so-called protest. Somebody dropped the ball on that one. Let's see, moving on. 1992, McDonald's opened its first fast food restaurant in the Chinese capital of Beijing. And let's see, what else do we have? That's about it for the history. This past weekend, we did have the United Football League football play where we had the St. Louis Battlehawks beating the Memphis Showboats 32-17. They had the DC Defenders losing to the Birmingham Stallions. They're the only team that's undefeated. And then the San Antonio Baramas beat the Michigan Panthers 19-9. And the Sunday game, which was the two 0-3 teams, the Houston Roughnecks came out of that game, the winner, 17-9. So we'll be talking more about the UFL football on Saturdays when I do a live stream podcast or live stream broadcast on, Rumble Studios gets on the desktop gets fixed, we'll be doing it on Twitch. We might be doing it on both, I guess, if I can. No, we do that on, yeah, we can do that both on Rumble and Twitch using Prism Live Studio. So let's see. And in the NBA, we have the playoffs going on. And game one play, we had the Knicks beat the 76ers. They beat them last night in the last minute. It was a great ending. I watched the last quarter. A great win for the New York Knicks. And it looks like they're 2-0. The Celtics beat the Heat Sunday, 114-94. And they play the Heat tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Suns, they're down to the Timberwolves. That's the team in the West that I'm following. They play tonight at 7:30. And then in baseball, the New York Yankees yesterday lost to the Athletics 2-0. Athletics had a good win there out. Oh, that was down at Yankee Stadium. Okay. And then the Mets lost to the Giants last night out there in San Francisco. Today we're going to have... the Mets will be playing the Giants tonight at 9:45, and the New York Yankees will be playing again tonight at 7:05. And the standings, the Orioles are in first place now. Okay, so the Yankees are half a game out, so they just switched places. That's interesting. And in the National League, the Mets are still in the middle, playing 545% on their ball play. They're over 500, so on their percentage. So they're in the middle. That's good. So baseball's off and running, and that's good. And we're coming up on 26. We're 1 minute before noontime. So we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here and finish our broadcast and get some lunch and then get out there and mow the lawn. So we got the audio podcast in, folks. And I'm happy to oblige here. The Fireman Rich Audio Podcast for 04.23.2024. And we want to say thank you to Spotify for the Spotify Podcasters app. I have no affiliation, but I like thanking them because it's a great app for doing podcasting. It rates up there with anything that's out there. I've been using it for years, even when it was the old Anchor app, and it still is a great place to do audio, especially doing the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. They distribute the podcast out there to various outlets. So I'm happy to be on Spotify, and I thank Spotify for providing that platform as far as that goes. All right, folks, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app, at Fireman Rich over there on X, also at Fireman Rich over on Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram, Threads, and on the public Facebook, Fireman Rich. It's all one word, the real Fireman Rich on the public Facebook. All right, folks, you all have a great rest of your day today, and we'll be seeing you back here on the audio podcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Thursday, but we'll be doing the live stream broadcast more than likely on Twitch tomorrow. Just look at my and follow my at Fireman Rich on X, I guess, because I post when I'm going up on the live stream. All right, folks, take care, live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.